Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Brian Lehrer. This is my Daily Politics Podcast from WNYC Studios. It's Friday, November 26th. And now, a call-in for retail workers ahead of Black Friday, the other thing that we observe many people do this week. What do you expect work to be like for you on Friday? And what would you like your customers to know before they show up? You know, there are so many stories of people just being rude this year in restaurants and in stores that we thought you might like the chance to preempt some of that, at least for Brian Lehrer Show listeners who, okay, they are polite. You're a polite group, I think. Unusually polite, as society goes in general. But not everybody. So if you're working retail on Friday, tell our Brian Lehrer Show listeners, your fellow Brian Lehrer Show listeners, what you would like them to hear before they show up in your Black Friday stores. What do you expect work to be like for you on Friday? And what would you like your customers to know before they show up? Or are you planning to call in sick or even go out on strike? And I ask that part of the question because there's been so much news this year about disruptions in the supply chain that'll complicate Black Friday and Cyber Monday. But here's another possible disruption: worker strikes. Have you heard this yet? Amazon workers in 20 countries plan to strike on Friday as part of a Make Amazon Pay campaign to improve working conditions. There's talk of other retail worker strikes as well, like the Black Friday Blackout, one of them is called. And all of this, of course, happens against the backdrop of the Great Resignation, where so many retail workers have quit their jobs, quit in droves this year, because it just wasn't worth the low pay for all the abuse and all the pandemic precautions you had to take every second and everything else. So we are opening up the phones for retail workers. Are you working this Black Friday? Or are you participating in one of the strikes being organized? And whether you're striking or not, what do you want shoppers to know before they walk into a store? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. I mean, even in normal times, Black Friday was one of the most stressful days of the year for retail workers, right? So what about in the age of the Great Resignation and the COVID supply chain and everybody supposedly being required to wear masks, though some people getting into fights over their right, as they see it, to not wear a mask as they enter your store, and social distancing, or maybe not so much? Does the day feel different this year as you anticipate it? 212-433-WNYC for retail workers. And the Amazon demonstrations, if you haven't heard about those yet, are global, with actions planned in Mexico, Germany, Cambodia, India, 20 countries in all. But, you know, we have an Amazon facility in our listening area on Staten Island and others as well. There are workers from that facility who have called in the past. And so if you are among the Amazon workers in our area, you don't even have to use your real name so Jeff Bezos can track you down. We want to hear from you. You are invited. 212-433-WNYC. Are you striking? Is anybody you know planning to strike on Friday? And Amazon, of course, also owns Whole Foods. So if you work there, will you participate, or what are you anticipating on Black Friday among other workers in any kinds of stores? All right, you get the idea, you get the invite. 212-433-WNYC. What do you expect work to be like for you on Friday if you work in retail? And what would you like customers to know before they show up? Andrew in Princeton, you're on WNYC. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's great to be here. Appreciate you taking my call.
Working Friday, and if so, where?
Starting 6 a.m., bright and early tomorrow morning, at a chocolate factory out of Windsor, New Jersey, Princeton area.
Is that earlier than usual opening time?
It is. Usually 9 o'clock, but I'll be ready to go. Get some coffee. I'll be ready to go at 6.
chocolate for breakfast, and maybe they'll save some for their gifts. What do you want to tell the shoppers who are going to come in, or what are you anticipating?
Oh, I'm anticipating a great day. I've seen more and more people out shopping. I'm happy to see it. I hope everybody else feels the same way. You know, we're lucky to be here. We're lucky to have jobs and in a great economy. So let's keep it going. We all have a job to do. Let's get in there, make it work, and keep this place going.
Andrew, upbeat as our first caller. And it certainly is good to see people able to go back and shop in person more than before. How about Charles on Staten Island? Charles, you're on WNYC. Hi there.
Good morning. I have one thing to say to people. Please wear a mask. It will protect you, and it will protect everybody else. And if I had to say something else, it's try to be nice to everybody else in the store, because we're all trying as hard as we can to make your day a good day.
Thank you, Charles. We should play that over and over and over and over and over again between now and Friday. Brittany in Richfield, Connecticut. You're on WNYC. Hi, Brittany. Brittany, are you there? Do I have the right name? Are you the owner of a shop?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Oh, hi. Did I get your name wrong or something? Now we have you.
No, sorry. It was my phone. I'm with you now. Thanks.
So, hi. So, what are you anticipating on Friday? And you can shout out your shop if you want.
I actually wanted to shout out a shop. So, I'm here in Richfield, Connecticut, and the best wine and cheese shop here is 109 Cheese. I was in their little marketplace yesterday and actually got accosted for my two-year-old having a mask on. And the shop owners came out and they helped me immediately and really diffused the situation. And it was such a reminder of what these shop owners have to deal with day in and day out. So I hope everyone is kind. And I would just love to say, if you're near Richfield, you should frequent this shop because they take such great care of their customers.
That's very nice. And I think I misinterpreted and therefore gave misinformation to the listeners. I thought you were the owner of the shop, but you were calling to thank the owner of another shop.
I'm calling to thank the owner of the shop who saved me from a man screaming at my two-year-old for having a mask on. Yes.
Brittany, thank you very much. Here's to many fewer of those kinds of incidents that people need to be rescued from. Here's Pat in Bushwick. Pat, you're on WNYC, and you actually own a store, right?
Yeah. My wife and I and a friend own a secondhand buy-sell trade clothing store in Ridgewood, Queens, and we will be buying clothes from the public that day and giving them cash or store credit. And I'm with all the store owners out there who are politely asking customers to just respect the fact that we're operating a shop and we're trying to recycle clothes and give people a great deal and business is great, but please wear your mask. And we're not here to get sick for the anti-masker in the house. And here's another thing. Put your mask on before you come into the shop. Don't put it on in the shop.
That's a good
that
detail.
That always confuses me.
Now,
but we've really fought throughout the pandemic. Like there's been people who've called the police on us for making them wear their mask. And, you know, to all the retail workers out there, like, respect them because they've gone through hell and high water to bring these services to you. And now, our workers are the best. And anyway, go ahead, Brian. Sorry.
Now, you said you're going to be buying some things from customers as well as selling things to customers on Friday. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah. We run a secondhand buy, sell, trade clothing store. So if you have fall fashions or winter fashions that you can't fit in anymore because of the pandemic or you're just done wearing them, we will look at them and then pay you cash or credit and then put them back out on the floor and resell them. And it's such a awesome thing to, you know, be in the full circle economy and not creating waste and combating the sins of retail prior to this point and the fashion industry at large.
There you go. So, say again the name
it's
of
a great
your
business. Yeah.
Name of your place and where it is.
Fittingly, it's called Other People's Clothes, and it's in Ridgewood, Queens at Woodward and Catalpa.
Pat, thank you very much. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Black Friday. By the way, somebody just tweeted a little history of Black Friday, and I think this is accurate, that retailers in the 1980s called it Black Friday to connote the day that retailers went into the black for the year. In other words, so much of a store's revenue often takes place during the holiday season and that big shopping day just after Thanksgiving that used to kick it off, seems like it starts earlier now, was the day that they first went into the black after being in the red for the whole rest of the year leading up to that. So I believe that's the origin of Black Friday. As we have time for a few more phone calls from retail workers ahead of Black Friday, what do you expect work to be like for you, and what would you like your customers to know before they show up? And how about Joe in the East Village? Joe, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi. Am I on?
Yeah, that's you. Hi. Yep.
Hi. I'd just like to let everybody know we have a brand new store that's on 9th Street in the East Village, selling vintage and unusual gifts. And we're looking forward to sort of seeing all our neighbors and friends in the East Village.
Very good. What might people get there?
We've had an interior design studio here for years, so it's unusual things that have been collected for the last 20 years, so vintage glass, vintage lamps, wonderful candles, cards. You get it gift wrapped, and you can walk out with it, and you're not waiting for a box.
Joe, thank you very much. Hope you get a lot of people in there. Dan in Westchester, you're on WNYC. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Brian. Thanks so much for taking my call, and happy Thanksgiving to you and everyone else. I have two comments I want to make. First of all, I am a retail worker, and I will be working on Black Friday starting at 7 a.m. I work at a clothing store in the Ridge Hill Shopping Center in Yonkers. It's great. I love my colleagues. I like my bosses. I anticipate people will be somewhat frustrated because I don't think we're offering the kinds of sales that people are hoping to find, which I think is something that a lot of people experience. But more so, the reason I called is to make a comment about working conditions in general all over this country, specifically in the service and retail sectors. And that is, we can, you know, organize withholding of consumption by, you know, Buy Nothing Day or other things that have happened over the years. But it's so hard for workers to get better conditions for themselves and for other people in their industries without systematically withholding their labor in the form of strikes or other actions. And I just want to give a shout out to every workplace and every set of workers all over the country who are attempting to do this in a time when organized labor is at a real, in a really dark place in this country. And I myself would consider organizing if it weren't so darn difficult to do so, and I hope to potentially have the opportunity.
Brian Lehrer, a Daily Politics podcast, is an excerpt from my live daily radio show, The Brian Lehrer Show, on WNYC Radio, 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Time, if you want to listen live at WNYC.org. Thanks for listening today. Talk to you next time.